USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Aurora, Colorado Police Department announced that one of the officers involved in photographs currently being investigated by their department has resigned. The unreleased photographs show officers near where Elijah McClain was killed, reenacting the hold that preceded his death. In response to inquiries, Jaron Jones, hired October 31, 2016, tendered his resignation in a note from the department. Three officers have been placed on administrative leave while those photos are being investigated. The department's interim police chief, Vanessa Wilson, promised to release the results of a full investigation as promptly as possible. McClain was killed last August after one of the three officers present saw McClain reaching for one of their guns. An officer put him in a chokehold and he fell unconscious. Although he regained consciousness, he was later sedated and eventually suffered cardiac arrest that led to the loss of blood flow to the brain. He died 3 days later. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
In an attempt to curb the rising number of coronavirus cases in southern Florida, Miami-Dade County will impose a curfew beginning at 10 o'clock on Friday. The announcement about the curfew by Mayor Carlos Jimenez came the same day as health officials reported more than 10,000 new cases statewide, a new record high, adding that the nightly restriction would be in place until further notice. City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With less than 5 months until the 2020 election, a survey of religious voters is showing a decline in support for the president, and USA Radio's John Clements reports.
The latest survey of 4,700 adults by the Pew Research Center finds Mr. Trump is facing a 10 percentage point deficit in his race against Joe Biden. Greg Smith of the Pew Research Center tells us that decline was also evident in one of Mr. Trump's strongest voting blocks in the last election.
Well, our current survey shows that the number of people who give Donald Trump positive ratings for his handling of his job as president is down across a variety of religious groups in the United States. That includes white evangelical Protestants.
John Clemens, USA Radio News.
A California bill aims to change working conditions for warehouse workers who have come under increased scrutiny from major retailers that track their every move. The bill, AB 3056, aims to ensure that workers are not penalized for time spent on personal hygiene, such as hand washing or using the restroom. Many workers say automated monitoring systems warn management if they spend too much time off their task. The bill would apply to warehouse workers for Amazon, Walmart, Target, and other large retailers across California, which has the most warehouses of any state, according to the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The bill would ensure that warehouse workers are paid overtime if they are compelled to work beyond their prescribed quota in a given day. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.